When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Power went out today for a good part of the day, which kind of put a monkey wrench in what my plans were. What my Trello board said one thing, and I wound up having to do another because around 2 o'clock this afternoon, we had a huge windstorm come through Ann Arbor, and it knocked out the power. It didn't come back on until like an hour ago, 9 o'clock at night tonight. So Rachel and I were working together today. Rachel was working on some... what was she working on? Oh, she was working on flats for a pitch project that I'm working on. And then after that, she was going to start doing some flats for Boulder and Fleet for me, because in order to expedite the process of making my webcomic, I've decided to invest in hiring a flatter to do the pages for me. They're pretty simple pages. Anybody who's seen them, boulderandfleet.com, you see they're not that technical of pages, but you know, that's one less thing that I'll have to worry about in putting the final pages together week after week. And I'm thinking about, and I think I've said this in past Thunder Punch dailies, I'm really thinking about like, okay, December is my time to build a buffer, because starting in January, things are going to get pretty crazy for me. As they always do in January. So observation on our day is I was not prepared for the power outage. I've got this wonderful Surface Pro tablet. I have a public apology to make about that in a moment. I hope I remember to do it. And with it, I can just go anywhere. So like, you know, like after the power went out and it was clear that it wasn't coming back on, Rachel and I are like, well, let's just go to a coffee shop to finish up what we got to do today, because then we'll have electricity and Wi-Fi and we can keep on working. So we go, and you know, I don't have Photoshop on my Surface Pro tablet. I bought Photoshop for my Mac, and I did not buy a PC version, and I'll be darned if I'm going to, I feel very strongly about not pirating a copy for my Surface. If I get it, I'm going to pay for it, and I don't want to pay that much for the software. So that's also, I mean, as I've been saying about Manga Studio / Clip Studio Paint, it seems like you can do almost everything in that, that you can do in Photoshop. I mean, it's different. There's some workarounds. There's some, like, you know, local idiosyncrasies of it. But I took it as an opportunity to challenge myself to get the most out of Clip Studio Paint. And if I hit any dead ends, then I can investigate whether or not I need to purchase Adobe Photoshop for my Surface tablet. But I got this thing, and it's like, okay, cool. Well, it doesn't matter. I can just go to a coffee shop and keep on working there. What did I have to work on? I had RoboForce colors to do. So I get to the coffee shop, and the Wi-Fi is not that great. And I back up all of my files in the cloud using services like Box, like Microsoft OneDrive, like Dropbox, mega.co.nz, a whole bunch of different cloud services for different projects. And I couldn't get the RoboForce pages downloaded over the Wi-Fi at the coffee shop. I didn't have them stored locally. And that led me to say, okay, observation, maybe what you need to do, Jers, is part of your daily routine is make sure that whatever you need to work on the next day is stored locally on your Surface, just as a precaution. And I don't know if that's, you know, overdoing things, adding yet another step. But it's like I'm reminded of, and I know I've talked about this a couple years back. Years ago, I was driving, I dropped my wife off at work. I don't live very far from her work, so it's like maybe a 5-minute drive home. But in the drive home, one of the ball bearings, the ball joints, that's what it was, the ball joint on one of my tires in my car undid, tire folded underneath the car. And I was stuck on the side of the road, and I was stuck there for like 3 hours. And I didn't think to bring anything to draw on or capture ideas with. I had my phone, but my phone was rapidly running out of battery, and it was an iPhone, which isn't the best capture device in the entire world. There was nothing for me to sketch on, and I couldn't leave the car just sitting there. So I was just stuck there for 3 hours, and I remember just feeling frustrated that like this could have been an opportunity to get some kind of work done. And I missed out on it. And it wasn't even about like, oh, well, be in the moment. Just being in the moment, I was waiting. I was waiting for a wrecker to show up to come get my car. So being in the moment was watching people walk by and say things about, whoa, that looks like bad damage to your car. So after that, I made a pledge to myself that I will never, ever leave the house without some kind of capture device on my person, some kind of sketchbook, some kind of like, well, and that's why I got the Galaxy Note phone, so I can always capture ideas and drawings on that. In any case, I'm never far away from something to draw on, which doesn't add anything to my daily routine. But, well, I guess it does in the sense that I've always got like a bag with my sketchbooks in it, which is just good practice anyway if you're an artist, right? I don't think anybody would argue with that. But figuring out some kind of way to make sure that I've got some kind of local copy of whatever I need to work on the next day in case this kind of thing happens again. And it's not going to happen that often. And power came back on towards the end of the day, so I managed to get a little bit more work done. But I didn't get to do the work that I set out to do, which was a little bit of a bummer. But then here's where the loose knees on the deck of the ship come in, you know, flexibility and all that. So I just took that as an opportunity to, okay, well, I've got other things that are stored locally on my surface that I could work on right now. Let's just move to that. So I worked on some Boulder and Fleet inks, which was scheduled for later this week. Well, now, the period later this week where I was going to do the Boulder and Fleet inks, I'll move the RoboForce colors to that. So just shift things around, after all. Not that big a deal. But it does get me thinking, I wonder what I should be doing about making sure that I always have access to the files no matter where I'm. Now, somebody's going to say, well, gosh, how bad was that Wi-Fi that you couldn't download the file? These RoboForce files are 600 DPI, 7.5 inches wide by like 11 inches deep. They easily, like once I start throwing color down on them, they approach a gigabyte of space. So it's not the lightest file in the world to transfer over a public Wi-Fi or like a coffee shop Wi-Fi. So, but maybe that's something where I need to make sure that I have like a USB stick. Maybe that would be like a more efficient way to do it. It's like just always have a USB stick. Like every night I back up, okay, here's the three things I'll work on tomorrow. Maybe that would be a way to do it. I don't know. I'm going to have to keep crunching on it. If you guys have any suggestions on this, if this is something you've run into in the past, I would love to hear your input on that. But yeah, so, you know, worked at a coffee shop all afternoon, which, oh, and this is where I get to my apology that I was hoping I would remember. I remembered. Owen Jolan's Fable Impact on Audio Boom, comic colorist on Twitter. There's a comics colorist. I got to check. I'll link to him in the show notes. But Owen and I got into a conversation someplace. I think it was on the Lean Into Art Patreon page about why I felt the need to get a Surface Pro tablet to do my drawing on the go. To go, it was like, why not just take a sketchbook? That's a valid question. Because I tell you what, a sketchbook is way cheaper. I mean, and I threw out like, well, you know, with the Surface Pro, I can do professional work. I mean, I was doing, you know, like professional grade inking today at a coffee shop, which was great. But one of the arguments I leveled, a counter argument rather, is I said, well, you know, if you go into a coffee shop with, you know, pieces of Bristol art board and like your pens and brushes and your inkwell and everything, and if I lay that down on a table and I start working, that's almost an open invitation for people to come up to you and say, hey, what are you drawing? You an artist? You want to draw me? You know, the kind of things that you hear from like the general public, and understandably so, because it's not every day you see a comic artist working on stuff in public, right? Because many of us are introverted to the point of misanthropy, right? Where we just want to stay in our caves and all that stuff. I totally get it. It's not something you see every day. So it's nice that people are actually interested, but you know, after the sixth or seventh person who interrupts you to ask you about what you're doing, you know, he's like, okay, well, I kind of want to get some work done here, right? And I remember this happening to me all the time when I lived in Phoenix, and I've told this story a bunch of times. I wrote what became the front webcomic / graphic novel. I wrote it on my lunch breaks at work. And so I would go outside, I would sit in this little atrium area, and I would try to write. And invariably, somebody would look over my shoulder, see I was drawing, and they'd say, what are you drawing? You know, it's like, I'm trying to write here. And I said, well, if you have a tablet, odds are people aren't going to bother you because you're just poking at a tablet. Everybody's poking at tablets in coffee shops. It's not a unique thing to see. However, in the 3 hours I was at this coffee shop today, at least four people came up and said, what are you drawing? And it was fine. It was pleasant. I had nice interactions with people. People were very wowed by the technology of the Surface Pro. And they were wowed to find out that there was a professional comic book artist in their midst. And one of them even said, "You can make a living doing that? Wow, how encouraging." But in any case, Owen, I owe you an apology. I was pure D wrong about that. People still will come up and ask you, because it's still easy to see that somebody's drawing because you're using a pen. You're not tapping with your finger. So there's that. And then when I got home, power came back on eventually, so I got right back to work, and I finished editing that Saturday Supercast episode, which is hopefully going to drop tomorrow. I just need to run it past Dave Roman. It's a good one. It's a really good one. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to share it with you guys. And then I'm doing the Microcast, and then after this, you know, go upstairs, relax with my wife, maybe get a little bit more sketching done, and then off to bed because I got a big day tomorrow of trying to catch up on my RoboForce colors. So, who am I? Jersey Drozd, comicsaregreat.com, boulderandfleet.com. Hey, by the way, new Boulder and Fleet page just dropped. They're still eating, but now we find out where the heck they are, where they are. They've located where they are. We found the mine from the title, Mining for Trouble. So the trouble can't be far behind. Read it all at boulderandfleet.com. Commercial over. Jersey on Twitter. That's where you can follow me. And this recording was part of the Art Sound Off Challenge, where every day for the month of November, my buddy Rob Stenzinger and I have been challenging ourselves to record a daily audio journal of our art day and share it with the world. And then we invited the world to play along. And the challenge is all listed out at artsoundoff.com, or you can just follow along and listen to all the different microcasts being recorded by going to Twitter and looking for the Art Sound Off hashtag. So I will be back tomorrow with another Thunderbunch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
Swimming is fun and good for you, but going in the water can be very dangerous on your planet as well as mine. But there's no chance that you'll lose your memory as Orko did, but the threat of drowning is very real. That's why it's important to be aware of the rules of water safety. Don't play jokes in the water. Always be sure to swim in an area where an adult is watching you, and never swim alone. Go with a friend. Keep your swimming safe and live to swim another day.